Well, fabulous morning, everyone. My name is Larry Adler. I'm a regional director out of Maryland, and I am humbled that once again I have been given the honor and privilege to share a few minutes with you this morning that I hope will bring insight, inspiration, and value to you as you start your Wednesday, January the 12th, 2022. And before I begin, I want to give it back to all the leaders who do the mojo calls. It takes time and effort to find a topic and prepare so all of us on the line can get our mind, body, and spirit off to a great start every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So when I do a mojo call, I typically like to share a personal development book that I have read or listened to. And as you know, we're all doing personal development in all different ways. So, and today's personal development industry really has a lot of information. So anyway, one of the books was highly recommended to me by Eric Worre of Network Marketing Pro, and the other one, ACN co-president and co-founder Greg Provenzano, recommended a book a little while ago. So now, mind you, Eric Worre is one of the most learned and experienced network marketing trainers in the industry today. His trainings really are the best of the best. Now, of course, our president and co-founder Greg Provenzano is also a very learned an experienced network marketer and trainer. And if you've ever heard his closing remarks back in the day at an international convention or at any of our virtual Game On events, you know he is a very wise man and his remarks are just full of wisdom. And that's the title of the book that Mr. Provenzano had recommended a while ago. It's called Wisdom, Life's Lessons from the World's Wisest and Richest Man. It's by Terry Allen, and it can be found on Amazon. Now, you might think that the wisest and richest man may be Warren Buffett or Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates, but this individual was around way before they were. And as a matter of fact, his wisdom comes from the very first, and I mean the very first personal development book ever written. You know what it is? Yep, that's right. It was, and it is the benchmark from which all other personal development books are written. It's the Bible, right? And the wisest and richest man was King Solomon. It's true, our own Team Revolution's King Solomon, Mr. Orin Solomon, is very wise and also quite wealthy, but he became that way because following the advice of his namesake in the book of Proverbs, which the book of wisdom is based on. So the book groups its practical application of wisdom from the book of Proverbs into various areas of life's experiences, such as relationships, family, personal management, business and finance, the power of words, and spirituality. And I know that we've had a discussion on Donna Perkins' interactive training. Valerie was talking about the power of words and just what the effect that they have on the people. But what is wisdom exactly, and how do you acquire it in order to apply it to your own life's experience, including your ACN business? Well, Collins Dictionary states wisdom is the ability to use your experience and knowledge in order to make sensible decisions or judgments. The quality of being wise, power of judging rightly, and following the soundest course of action based on knowledge, experience, understanding. So I'm going to chart to you about part one, the nature of wisdom, which consists of four principles. So hopefully you can all follow this and get some wisdom from this. Number one, wisdom is available to everyone. Life isn't fair. We all know that because we're all not given the same opportunities in life. Some people are born into great privilege and some into severe poverty. Some have every opportunity handed to them on a silver platter, while some people just can't seem to catch a break. Some are gifted with interpersonal skills and seem to have an amazing capacity for making money, making friends, and soaring to the upper ranks in ACN. For others, those aspirations seem next to impossible. No, life is not fair. We don't all have the same opportunities in life. We don't all have the same chance for success. So some people don't really handle this reality very well. Many people become bitter about it because they don't have what they think they deserve. Because, like I said, life is not fair. There will always be those around you that are better off than you. Regardless of how successful you are, or think you are. Likewise, regardless of how tough things are, things could always get worse, right? So no matter how bad things get, remember there will always be someone worse off than you. Mahatma Gandhi once said, "I cried because I had no shoes. Then I met a man who had no feet." So many circumstances are just beyond your control. So you must bring yourself to the realization that your opportunities in life are going to be unique to you. You will have more opportunities, skills, talents, and money than some people, and will have less opportunities, skills, and talents, and money than others. These are just some of the instances that are just beyond your control. But there are some things that you can control. Someone once said, "The issue is not so much what is happening to you. The issue is how you respond to what is happening to you." In life, no matter where you are, you may not be able to control what is happening to you at the moment, but how you respond to your circumstance is very much in your control. Each day, we're all faced with decisions that will determine our future. So, and regardless of the opportunities or lack of opportunities that we have been given, regardless of how fair or how unfair life has been to you, me, and everyone else, no one else is responsible for you. You are responsible for you. When all is said and done, you will bear the consequences of your decision. Each day of your life presents you with decisions that you must make on how you respond to the unkind acts of others if they are unkind to you, and the harsh words that are spoken to you, decisions on how you treat people, hundreds of daily decisions that in total determine your character, that determine who you are. And these daily decisions, the words that you say, the tone of voice you use when you're speaking to people, your actions or lack of actions are in reality the great equalizer. Because no matter who you are, whether you are rich or poor, evil, healthy, young, old, mistreated or privileged, you and I and every person on this planet have the opportunity to start over. Regardless of your conditions, you can begin at the starting line with every other person. You can respond with wisdom or with foolishness, with kindness or with malice, in confidence or in fear. And how you respond will determine your life from this point forward. Like I said, you can start again today by making wise decisions, or you can make foolish decisions. It's up to you. Wisdom is available for the taking. Wisdom is available for you. Now, in three distinct passages, the book of Proverbs metaphorically describes wisdom as a woman who is shouting out to all mankind, to you, each and every day. She is seen as wealthy and a gracious host, inviting you to enjoy her hospitality. Proverbs 9, verses 1 through 6, that's what it says. You can look it up to read those references. So wisdom is like rain as it's falling from the sky. It's all around us. Obtaining it does not require special status. Like I said, it's available for everyone that will make a conscious decision to look up and receive it. There are no special abilities required. Everyone can take advantage of the offer. So the principle, wisdom is available to everyone. The life lesson, you exercise wisdom by an act of will. You can choose to be wise. Now, I know this is a little heady, but let's listen on. Okay, number two, you must be teachable. So as first discussed, the first step to becoming wise is to recognize that each of us has the capacity to become wise. If we decide what we want to become wise, we can. But the next step is to be willing to be taught how to become wise. Being willing to be taught is the key. You must first be willing to accept the fact that in and of yourself, you don't have the answer. You must be willing to admit that you need someone outside of yourself to assist you. Being willing to be taught is foundational for obtaining wisdom and living a life of success. We are so blessed in ACN, especially in our Teen Global Revolution, to have the leadership of Senior Vice Presidents Ms. Leanne Gabriel, Mr. Oren Solomon, Regional Vice President Donna Perkins, and Nancy Holzman, not to mention all the other great leaders. These individuals committed themselves to working hard and to having never-ending improvement to get to where they are today. They have acquired great wisdom through their ACN journey. Their mission now is to help you and I with our ACN journeys. So, to be wise, you have to be willing to accept both advice and correction from them. As your leader works with you, you must be willing to accept instructions specifically directed toward improving things you've done incorrectly, inaccurately, or just plain wrong. I mean, I'm still open to coaching. Even though I've been in this business for years and years and years. It could be the way that you're picking people or the way you're acquiring customer. As a leader yourself, it could be the method by which you're leading your team. It's one thing to get instructions when you're just starting out at ACN, but it takes a higher degree of humility and patience to receive correction on your mistakes. If you want to be wise, you must choose not to be offended by correction. To become wise, you must acknowledge that you need wisdom, that you don't have all the answers in and of yourself. Think about this. You are the only person that will prevent you from becoming wise. Meditate on that for a moment. You are often your own worst enemy. If you won't listen to others, your mentors, then you are working against yourself. Pride can prevent you from becoming wise. To become wise, you must be willing to take advice from others. Your mentor, your leader, knows what's best for your success in ACN. Be teachable. Be coachable. Be wise. Listen to them. The principle, you must be teachable. The life lesson is humble yourself and be willing to learn. Number three, you must listen. While this may sound repetitive, this is not the same as being willing to be teachable and assuming a posture of humility. Once you're willing to be taught, you must actually learn to listen. Yes, you must make an effort to listen, but you must also learn to listen. Listening is actually a skill that must be developed. Anyone can hear, but not everyone listens. Effective listening is one of the most overlooked skills a person possesses. It is a skill that one can develop and is one of the most valuable skills you can develop. It is essential in building a large organization in ACN. Proverbs 1, verse 5 says, "Let the wise hear and increase in learning." Listening is not a passive activity. It requires you to suspend your ideas, your thoughts. Set them aside in order to observe what is being communicated. When you are peeking or sharing the business with someone, use the form method. We've heard of this before mentioned on previous Mojo calls. Form is when you ask about their family, their occupation, what they do for recreation or relaxation, and their money motivation or dreams. Ask and then listen. Listen to what they're saying and how they're saying it. Don't think about how you will respond to their answers. To listen, you must set aside your thoughts and actively attempt to listen what is being said and why it's being said. This is active listening. It requires that we use our full power of observation that involves our ears, our eyes, and all of our senses. Observe what is being communicated. Sometimes words even contradict what another person's body language is telling us. Your prospect may be telling you that she doesn't have the money, but that is not what she's really was saying. Listening is more than just using your ears. So if you want wisdom, you must become an effective listener. This is part of what we do. Those who won't listen don't really have a chance at becoming a wise person. That is what the Bible refers to as a fool. Ouch. Hey, listen, the principle is you must listen. The life lesson is you must listen and practice becoming a good listener. So the last one is, once again, that you must seek wisdom. Finally, if you want to be wise, you must recognize the value of wisdom. You must recognize that wisdom is worth seeking. You must seek it not just to find it, but also to find it in order to apply it to your decisions. Take note of Proverbs 2, verses 1 through 5. "My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." Obtaining wisdom won't happen by osmosis. It won't come naturally or easily. Wisdom doesn't come to the passive or to the lazy. You must make a conscious effort to make wise choices. In fact, you must do more than make a conscious effort. You must actively pursue it. You must become a seeker of wisdom. A great example of a seeker is Mel Fisher, often considered one of the world's great treasure hunters. Mel Fisher's dreams and aspirations began as a child when he read Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson. So in 1969, he was searching for the wreck of the Spanish galleon, Nuestro Señora de Atocha. His search became an obsession, eventually causing him to relocate his family to Key West, Florida, in order to facilitate his dream of finding the lost vessel. The search would take years, then years turned into decades. Despite the many setbacks, he is known for repeating every morning, "Today is the day." Then on July 25th, 1985, 16 years after he began his quest for the ship, he found her. He found the wreck of the Spanish galleon that he had been looking for those many years, and her cargo certainly wasn't a disappointment. His haul of gold and silver came out to about 40 tons, the street value of $400 million. So, if you seek wisdom, really seek it, you will find it. How do we search for wisdom? As if we're searching for treasure, actively look for ways to apply wisdom. Learn to apply it. Learn to use it. Practice it. Attempt it. Evaluate and practice, practice, practice. The principle, you must seek wisdom. Life lesson, seeking wisdom means learning to apply it and practice, practice, practice. This book has so many other valuable nuggets in it, but as we start 2022, to get the wisdom to plan our goals and to make the best that we can of ourselves in ACN in this year and the coming years, you need to acquire the wisdom to do this business. Again, the book is Wisdom, Life Lessons from the World's Wisest and Richest Man by Terry Allen. Now, I can't express enough the gratitude and appreciation that I have for all my teammates, my wife, and the camaraderie of my extended ACN family, to Leanne Gabriel for the commitment to my success, for her belief in me, and for being a mentor and dear friend for over 25 years, and to the co-founders who had the wisdom to create this blessed company called ACN. So, Lord, and everyone else, I want everybody to go out and please bless everybody with this opportunity. Thank you for investing your time with me this morning. I hope it was well worth it. I truly appreciate all of you. I challenge you to go out there and seek wisdom in everything you do. Have an amazing and blessed day.